Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, March the 5th. And welcome to our commentary. Well, Super Tuesday is the big story today. Of course, I think it's 18 states who are voting. I don't expect any major surprises. President Trump or former President Trump should sweep most of the states. There may be a state somewhere that Nikki Haley wins. I'm not sure which one, but it should be a pretty good night for President Trump. I mean, I don't know how else you can interpret it. And over on the Democrat side, I'm sure that President Biden will win most of the states as well. So you don't have any real suspense, if you will, at the national level on Super Tuesday, as you've had other years. I mean, I can remember years where Super Tuesday was very competitive. I remember when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton went at each other in 2008, that there were some real big Super Tuesday contest and so on. I think this year, it's certainly not at the presidential level. Here in Texas, we have some districts that are interesting. The Speaker of the House here in Texas has a primary challenge. I have not seen any numbers from that particular race, any polling numbers, that is. It's very difficult to do polls in these districts because I don't know how expensive they would be and how effective they would be anyway. So we're just going to have to wait for a lot of these results coming in about 8 o'clock. The one that I'll be watching, the one race that I will be watching is the Senate Democrat race. There are like 9 different candidates. 2 of them are consequential in that race. And that's the race to determine who is going to be the Democrat running against Ted Cruz in November. There are 2. There is Colin Allred, who's a congressman here in Dallas. And then there is Roland Gutierrez, who is a state senator down in Uvalde, the Uvalde area. Uvalde was the place where they had that terrible school shooting a couple of years ago. And, you know, again, I've only seen one poll that had Mr. Allred just breaking over 50%. I'm sure they're going to try their darnest to get Mr. Allred over 50%, because the last thing that Mr. Allred wants to do is to have a second round, a runoff, as they call it, with a fellow to his left and having to spend a lot of time defending his record or, you know, doing debates with someone who's coming at him from the left. Remember that Mr. Allred is trying to present himself as a moderate this fall when he's running against Ted Cruz. So that's the one race that I'll be watching. There are a couple of others, some primaries on the Republican side where the governor is supporting certain candidates against Republicans who didn't vote for vouchers in the last legislature. That could be interesting. There is one here in the Dallas area, Jeff Leach, who voted to impeach Attorney General Paxton. I know there's been a campaign to get him out, so we'll keep an eye on those numbers. But the problem is that many of these numbers are slow to come in, and particularly the ones from some of the rural areas. They may not be in until 9 o'clock, 9:30, or so on. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But for me, I think the most interesting race will be the one for the Senate, because the Democrats are either going to nominate somebody tonight or it's going to go to a second round, and that will be interesting. That second round will be very interesting. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight in the Texas primaries. As I say, I usually start checking about 9 o'clock. That's when the numbers are more real, and they'll start coming in about 9 o'clock. The turnout, at least in the early voting, was not very high. So I don't know what the turnouts are like today. I'll check around 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock and some of the news reports and see what kind of numbers they're projecting. But they're not projecting a lot of people voting. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that there aren't that many contested races, at least here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There will be some in other parts of the state, but at least here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there aren't that many contested races, the kind of thing that get people out to vote. You know, when I voted early a couple of weeks ago, when we have this early voting in Texas where you can vote early a couple of weeks before, when I voted early, there was hardly anybody voting. And at least my ballot, and I voted in the Republican primary, at least my area, there weren't that many contested races. So, you know, I voted because I always vote, but there weren't really any exciting races that you would say, wow, you know, this one or that one, at least not in my Republican district. We'll see what happens in other parts of the country or other parts of the state. But keep an eye on the Democrat primary for the U.S. Senate. That could be very interesting. That could be very interesting and have consequences in the November election. Speaking of that particular primary, of course, on the other side, Ted Cruz is running practically unopposed. So he'll get, I'm sure, over 90% of the vote. But there have only been three polls that have been done with respect to a potential Cruz versus Allred race. Three of them. One had it 42-40 favoring Cruz, but the other two had Cruz up by 8, and the other one had Cruz up by 14. So which one of those three is correct? I think the one 8 is the one that I would bet on. I think 8 is going to be the number. The numbers for the Cruz Allred race are going to be very similar, I think, to Governor Abbott and Beto O'Rourke. It's going to be 5 to 7 points in that range, maybe a little more, because I think the governor won by more. I think the governor won by over 10 points, if I recall. But it won't be like that. I'll take it back. It won't be as good as Governor Abbott beating Beto O'Rourke, but it'll be a comfortable margin. I mean, I don't think there's any chance that Colin Allred defeats Ted Cruz. Well, at least it doesn't look that way here in the early weeks of March. Well, major thing. I got a couple before I leave the Super Tuesday. There is a really interesting Senate race going on in California. As you probably know, in California they don't have two primaries. They just have one, and they throw all the candidates in one primary, and then the top two go on to the final. And normally, of course, they're Democrats. So it's tough for Republicans to make it out there, at least at the state level. But there's a very interesting race for the U.S. Senate out there to replace the lady who replaced Barbara Feinstein, I think it was the lady's name, who passed away earlier this year. And in that race, the Democrat is Adam Schiff, the former representative. I guess he is still a representative from out there. But the Republican challenging him is Steve Garvey, who was a very famous baseball player, one of the great Dodgers of the late 70s. And I'm telling you, he's putting up quite a fight. He may make it to the second round, which means it'll be Schiff against Garvey. That could be really interesting. And if Garvey can somehow persuade people out there that it's time for a change, you never know, may have a little surprise coming out of California in November. I wouldn't bet on it right now. But stranger things have happened. Well, let's talk a little bit about this court opinion that came out yesterday, 9-0. Look, I think the court was sending out two messages, and I've got a post about this coming out Wednesday morning. I think the court was sending out two messages. The first message is that, you know, allowing states to, on a partisan basis, put candidates on the ballot or remove candidates from the ballot would create such a chaotic situation. You might have, for example, a situation where Republicans in California couldn't vote for Donald Trump, or Democrats in Texas couldn't vote for Joe Biden. I mean, if it all becomes a partisan thing, whoever has the majority can remove a candidate from the ballot. And I think that would be disastrous for the country. I mean, if we start doing stuff like that, I think it's only a matter of time before the union blows up, because what's the point of being a union if you cannot vote in presidential elections? So I think the court was exactly right. And I thought it was very good that it went down 9-0, because they sent the message, hey, this is a bad idea. This is a terrible idea. There's another message that the court also sent out, and that has to do with insurrection. You know, we keep hearing about insurrection and Donald Trump, but the reality is that Donald Trump has not been charged with insurrection. Even Jack Smith, who's doing this January 6th report, he didn't charge Donald Trump or President Trump with insurrection. So how can you remove a man from a ballot on the basis of insurrection when he hasn't been charged with insurrection and definitely has not been convicted of insurrection. I mean, that's a disgrace. How can you do something like that? And I think that's the other message that the court was sending out, saying, hey, come on, you cannot say that you're going to remove somebody from the ballot because he's guilty of insurrection when he hasn't been convicted or, for that matter, charged with insurrection. So I think that was the other message that the court was sending. And that's a very important message in our political system. I mean, you don't want to have, you know, you don't want to have people accused of a crime that they didn't commit or that they have not been convicted of. I mean, it's pretty, I think that's pretty basic when it comes to due process. Well, we're going to get into more of this polling data in Super Tuesday when we chat with our friend Bill Katz, the editor of Urgent Agenda, on Wednesday. But I can tell you that there's some really bad polling data coming out for President Biden. He's not doing very well in these polls. And it's a tendency. I mean, it's over a dozen polls going back several months that keep showing Donald Trump solidifying his lead. And he's been on top now for several months. And that's what you got to look at. You got to look at the tendency, not just one poll. But one of the most interesting polls that I saw, or the ones that came out, was the one from CBS. Because they went back and they started asking people, what do you remember of the Trump economy? And over and over and over again, they came back saying, well, we liked it. We thought it was good. We thought it was good for the country. We thought it was good for our family, for our business. And that is a major, major point for Donald Trump. Because I keep saying, and I've said it several times on videos and on my American Thinker post, that this is an election about comparison. You know, you're basically comparing the record of the incumbent, Mr. Biden, with the record of his predecessor, Mr. Trump. And what is becoming more and more obvious every day is that more and more people are saying, we liked it under Trump. We were happy under Trump. We're not happy now. And that is really bad news. Bad news for an incumbent running for re-election. Very, very bad news. So one quick thing I wanted to add. You remember that photo from World War II of the Navy guy kissing the nurse? It became one of the biggest photos of the 20th century. It was kind of an instant celebration because on that day, President Truman announced the surrender of Japan. So this guy was in New York, and he saw a nurse and he gave her a kiss. And the fellow from Life magazine just happened to be there and he took the photo, and it became one of the most popular photos, certainly the top two or three photos of the 20th century. Well, apparently somebody in the Department of Veteran Affairs thought that that photo was not inclusive. I have no idea what the heck that means. And they decided to remove the photos, or that particular photo. Well, there was such an outrage that they had to put it back. But this is the kind of crazy stuff. This is why Donald Trump is going to be elected, because this is the kind of crazy stuff happening in the Biden administration. Well, you got to ask yourself, who's in control of this? Who makes decisions like this? Well, this is the problem. Some people do. And the people who make those decisions are people appointed by Joe Biden, who apparently found that this particular photo of a guy in the Navy kissing a nurse celebrating World War II, that it was offensive and not inclusive. What kind of garbage is that? Well, that's the garbage you're getting out of the Biden administration. And that's why Trump is gaining, because people look at these things and they go, this is crazy. I don't buy this. Anyway, interesting that thankfully they removed it, or they reversed the decision. But who in the world came up with this in the first place? Who in the world came up with this in the first place? That's the problem. That's the problem. And that's why Trump is gaining in the polls. Thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, everybody.